is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Dominion and power for change of story. Dominion and power for change of story. We are in the days of God's power. We are in the realm of His glory. He has sent us into this world to dominate and to exist in power. According to Genesis chapter 1 verse 28. Genesis chapter 1 verse 28, he said, be fruitful, multiply. That's a commandment. Be fruitful, multiply, subdue. And God blessed them and God said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it. And have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air. And over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. The first thing that God told us is to go and dominate. Go and exist in power. You are sent here to be in charge. What is dominion? Dominion means to rule. Dominion means to be in charge. Dominion means to be the head and not the tail. Dominion means to excel despite the devil. To rule, to be in charge, to be the head and not the tail in whatever you are doing in life. And of course, to excel despite the devil's existence. What is power? Because somebody will say, well, we're in the month of dominion of power. What does it mean? What is power? Power means dynamic ability to make changes. Grace released to a man to effect changes. Dynamic force and power to effect a change. Christianity without power is very frustrating. To live as a Christian and be a powerless Christian is a frustrating existence. And you are created as a marvel to your world. No matter how religious you are, if you don't have power, a Christian can be doomed. So power is not only for pastors. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 4. My speech and my words is not in enticing words of men's wisdom, but in demonstration and in power. So God did not want you to exist without power. Christianity without power is very, very frustrating. To exist and be a powerless entity, you will be cheated by the world. Until a Christian is empowered, there's not much he can do. Now, quickly this morning, why do you need power? Number one, power determines results. Your result is limited by the amount of power that you have. Your result is in direct proportion to the power available to you. Friends, power rate determines success rate. Your power is just like when you have an air conditioner. The horsepower of the air conditioner determines the way the air conditioner will blow. There are some air conditioners with 1 horsepower, 1.5 horsepower, 2 horsepower, 10 horsepower, and on and on and on and on and on. It is the horsepower of the air conditioner that determines how it will blow. If you don't have power, you are not empowered as a Christian. There is no possibility for that Christian. There is no result for that Christian. In Acts chapter 1 verse 8, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, and ye shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon thee, and ye shall be witnesses in Judea, in Samaria, and into the uttermost part of... Now, that is, nothing can be done by a human being except God empowers him. No result, because there is no power. Number two, why do you need power? Power is necessary to stay in charge. A Christian that has no power cannot be in charge. Until you are empowered, life will not give you a chance to be in charge. Looking at a man called Daniel in Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. He was a man of prayer. He prayed 3 times a day. Despite they said that if you pray, we'll kill you. He knew that he had to be in charge. And the Bible says that Daniel reigned for over 70 years. Daniel was in charge. Presidents came and president left. Nobody could remove Daniel. Daniel knew the consequences of continuing in power. He said, if I don't stay in power, these people will remove me. Governments came, government left. Daniel stayed in charge. Government changed, and this man was still moving from level to level. Daniel chapter 6, verse 10. Now, in verse 28, Daniel was still in charge. Even in the reign of different kings, in the time of Darius, in the time of Cyrus, he was still in charge because he was empowered. In this service this morning, God is going to empower somebody. So Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus. He prospered in the reign of several kings. He was not removed because he was in power. Number 3, why do you need power? To keep the rodents and the beasts away from your life. What are rodents and beasts? They are forces that want to destroy a man's life. Powers that have determined that you will not become what God wants you to be. Powers that want to eat up your blessings and eat you up from existence. In Psalm 74 verse 20, Psalm 74 verse 20 said, have respect unto the covenant of O Lord, for the dark habitations of the world are full of cruelty. The dark places of the earth are full of cruelty. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of habitation. He says cruelty. Cruelty is more terrible than wickedness. When he says somebody is very cruel, said anywhere in the world that is dark, he says full of cruelty. Is full of evil. Is full of wickedness. So you need power. So that how many of you have noticed when you go for camp meetings that they do fire, bonfire? The reason of that bonfire is to keep snakes and deadly rats and other forms of evil things away from the camp. Immediately the fire goes down, tiger can come near, lion can come near, snakes can come near. Take somebody and go into the bush back. But as long as the fire is there, no snake or anything that's called a reptile will come near. Why? They know what is called fire. Until you have the power of God upon you, there is no way. There is no way the devil will not try to want to hurt you. Somebody is here this morning. Every reptile or force of darkness creeping into your family, suddenly the fire of God will drive them out today. I say, suddenly the fire of God will drive them out today. Number 4, why do you need power? To dislodge opposition and resistance to your greatness. To dislodge opposition and resistance to your greatness. Life is a warfare, not a funfair. And only the powerful can resist every opposition. In the book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 12, he says, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent take it by force. There is no way the opposition will try to come to take from you. And you don't have power. There's nothing you can do. They will take it. Opposition will try to take your blessing. But when you are empowered, they run away. They flee away. They disappear away. Because they know that this person is not an ordinary person. He or she has been empowered. As you are anointed this morning, I see somebody being empowered afresh to dominate in his field in the name of Jesus. Number 5. Why do you need to be empowered? To take back your inheritance which has been stolen. In John chapter 10, verse 10, the Bible says that the enemy cometh but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The work of the devil is to steal from you. I wonder why you wonder that the devil is always after your properties. I wonder why you are wondering. They say somebody's work is to steal. And he's doing his work. And you are wondering. I'm surprised that the devil is always after me. Who do you want him to be after? Do you want him to be after somebody who has no future? Devil is not senseless. He's not. He knows that your future is bright. That's why he's after you. In Mark chapter 3 verse 27. Mark 3 verse 27. He said, if you want to spoil the house of a strong man. If you want to spoil the house of a strong man. He said, don't you know you have to first bind that strong man. That's power. If you want to spoil the house of a strong man. You want to retrieve back what the strong man has taken from you. He said, no man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his house. Except he will first bind the strong man. Somebody say, bind the strong man. You have to bind, and that takes power. Say, before you can take back your entrance, you bind the strong man. You enter the house and you bind him. And then he will spoil his house. He will spoil his house. There is no way you will take back what you have been stolen from you except God empowers you. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 19 to 20. Exodus 3, 19 to 20. God speaking to Moses. He said, Moses, the Egyptians will not let you go except by mighty power. You can't go. They will not let you go. The gods of the land will not let you go except this. And I'm sure that the king of Egypt will not let you go. No. Can you see that? God speaking. They will not let you go. No. Not by a mighty hand. Verse 20. And I will stretch out my hand and smite Egypt with all my wonders, which I will do in the midst thereof. And after that, he will let you go. That's power. Somebody say power display. They will not release your baby except there's a power display. They will not release your contract except there's a power display. They will not release your job except there's a power display. I wonder why people say, I don't know why devil is after me. Am I the only child of my mother? You are the one that should do the best. You are the one that is meant to be the greatest. That's why it's after you the most. You are the one that will bring the glory of the family name out. We're praying at the prayer banquet some days ago, and I said, in every family, there's a great name. There's at least one person whose name is great. My prayer for you is that you will be that person. Yeah. All those whose name have been great in your family, from today, they have become old school. I say from today, your own name is the next great name in your family. Yeah. Let me hear your loudest amen. Yeah. The devil knows this. That is why he's after you. But after this morning's encounter, I decree that all of this opposition shall be silenced in the name of Jesus. I said they shall be silenced in the name of Jesus. Until power is displayed, inheritance can never be reclaimed or regained. Until power is displayed, you can't claim your inheritance or regain your blessing. Devil has stolen it and he wants to sit on it permanently. But via this morning's service, everything stolen from you is hereby regained in the name of Jesus. Power is the principal requirement for possession. Power. Why is America so relevant today? Power. Why is America? Nobody can just rubbish America anyhow. Power. Their power is what makes them relevant. They are powerful. And you, any nation that confronts them knows that he's in for it. They have everything. Chemical weapons. Guns, machine guns. SMGs. Every weapon you can talk about. Helicopters. Fighter jets. Anything. And they have it in their thousands. So you know, once they say, oh yeah, move. Now, a nation that only 3 fighter jets can kill. America can send 100 fighter jets. So that there will be no form of remnants. Even ants will not be spared. This morning, I send the fire of God against any force holding on to your blessing. This morning, they must release them by fire. This morning, they must release them by fire. Number 6, why do you need power? You need power for earthly manifestation. In Romans chapter 8, verse 19, the Bible said, for the earnest expectation of the creation, waited for the manifestation of the sons of God. Everybody is waiting to see what you are going to become. Everybody is waiting to see what your life will become. And the Bible says, until this power is released, nothing can be done. Acts chapter 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good. Until you have access to power, you can't go about manifesting. That's why when you have something good to do, it is not a worthless event to stay, camp with God to get power. Acts 10 verse 38. It is not something bad how God anointed Jesus Christ with the Holy Ghost and with power. He went about doing good because he was empowered, healing those who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. This morning, the power that God will release to you will make you to go about doing good. I say it will make you to go about doing good. I can't hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Quickly this morning, how do you access this power? I'll give you just a few points and we go to pray. How do you access the power? How can I become? How, if I need this power, sir, what can I do? Number one, you must be a born again Christian. Power is only available to those who are born again. In John chapter 1 verse 12, he said, but as many as received him, to them he gave power. John 1 verse 12. As many as received him, to them he gave power. Once you receive Christ, you are automatically, it's like when you are initiated into a cult. A cultist, once he enters into the cult realm, receives the power of the cult. That's why you see them so bold. When you are in a university or a polytechnic and you see cultists, you almost could pick it from their strides that this one is a cultist. Everybody's like pinned to him. Because he knows that once you touch him, he say, and you, even their girlfriends, say, just mistakenly slap me. All you need, I need from you, is just one slap. They know that everybody from that cult will come for a backup. All she needs to make one phone call. Yes, guys, we have a candidate here. That's why it's where, you know, somebody is going out with a cultist. She's avoided like a plague. Everybody avoids her because they know that the next thing is death. Once you become born again, you have been moved into the realm, from the realm of darkness to the realm of light. You are no longer on the same level with the devil, according to Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. You are, the devil is down below. You are far above. Is somebody with me this morning? The devil is under your feet. Once, that's why the devil tries everything to make sure people don't give their life to Christ. Look at that. Let's read it together. 1, 2, go. And had raised us up together. He has raised you and I up together. And made us to sit where? Together in. So you are no longer on the realm of witches and wizards. Once God empower you, you have been moved up to another realm. You are now far above. Devil is down below. Power comes upon you once your life is released to Christ. That's why the devil makes every attempt when altar call is made for people not to say, when you are born again, won't you know? You will know. If you are not, you will know. Can somebody be born again and still be drinking beer? Can somebody be born again and still be slapping his wife? Can somebody be born again and still be watching pornography? Can somebody be born again and still be cheating? No. So once you are not, you know. That's why the devil has continued to buffet many people. Coming to church, but you know in your heart of hearts that no, I'm not yet there. But this morning, the opportunity will come for somebody here this morning for him to do the right thing. And you are going to say, devil, now I'm wise. Please shut up. Number two, how to access power is superiority consciousness. Again, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6. He had raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly place in Christ Jesus. Also in Revelation 1 verse 18. Listen to me, ladies and gentlemen. You must understand that once you are a Christian, you must have the consciousness that you are not an ordinary fellow. and he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And I have the keys of hell and death. Nobody can kill you anyhow. Your father has the key of hell and death. Your father has the key of hell and death. You heard that testimony? Devil struck that family to try to terminate that family. But God said, no, I have the key of hell and death. You are not going anywhere. You ain't going nowhere. Every arrow fired at you this morning, I declare those arrow fired back to sender. Every arrow fired at you this morning, those arrows are fired back to sender. You must have a soup. It's not pride. You just know that you are not in the same class with witches and wizards. You are not in the same class with devils. You have to know that you are not in the same class with Ogbanje spirit. There is a power in you. And it's the power from God which makes you superior. You are high above while the devil is so down below. In 1 John 4 verse 4, he said, greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So something is resident inside you. It is called the power of God. And once that power comes upon you today, devil will be silenced in your life and around your destiny in the name of Jesus. I said, devil will be silenced around your destiny in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Until you discover this power, you can't enjoy this power. Until you discover that you are not just, that's why when people threaten you and you are shaking, it shows that you don't know who you are. People have threatened me before. Hey, listen, they are going to die. I just laugh. Because I know that Christ is in me. And so Christ in me cannot be killed. Have you ever heard that Christ was when Christ died, he submitted himself, not that they killed him. Until you submit yourself to death, no death can kill you. Like Mama said this morning, 120, you and I, we are still bouncing. Let me hear your loudest amen. Somebody said, devil fired arrow of cancer to my breast. And I said, no. I took the anointing oil. I poured it. And I said, no. I know I cannot die now. I went back to the doctor, knowing fully well that I'm traveling. Check what you said you saw there. Suddenly, doctor was looking like a mumu. This thing I saw yesterday, where is it now? Friends, anything devil has sent towards you today, those that sent it, they must receive it and their children. Those that sent it must receive it with their children. Number three, how do you access power? The word of God. The word of God backs power. It is the authentic source of power. In John 6 verse 63, it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. For the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6 verse 63. So God's word is God. John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. The word of God is God himself. Once God is inside of you, you have power. That's why the devil does everything to make sure you don't study. There are many things Christians know how to do. But one thing most Christians don't enjoy doing is sitting down to study the Bible. It looks boring. But the devil knows. How many of us know that sometimes eating bitter things is better than eating sweet things? Mothers will tell you. For some that have taken agbo before. You want to take coke? You say, no. Is this agbo you first take this morning? The way you are shaking, the way your body is sweating, the way you are doing, the way you cannot stand up. You don't need coke, you need agbo. It might look as if the Bible is not sweet to you, but that is what you need. As you read it, just like when you drink agbo, after you have drank agbo to a level, agbo will turn to like 5 alive to you. Because you'll be taking it. You'll be taking it because you have become something you take often. When you take the Bible in more often, power. in Psalm chapter 1 from verse 1 to 3, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, beg your pardon. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, for that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Psalms chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in this law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the living waters, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Psalms chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. The Bible is the gateway to power. Those that have Bibles and make mark in them have marks in life. The Bible in Jeremiah 23 verse 29, Jeremiah 23 verse 29, he said, is my word not like fire? And then is it not like hammer? The word of God is like fire. It's like hammer. Fire is to dislodge every force. Hammer is to teach that devil a lesson. Have you seen a man with hammer hit his mouth before? How the mouth looks like? 4 weeks, he's still managing it. His mouth is still like this. He said, my word is like fire. My word is like hammer. I use the hammer of the word of God this morning to tear down the mouth of those persons that are speaking against you. Those people hiding behind to speak against, to slander you. I use the hammer of God to slap them today. I use the hammer of God to slap them today. I slap their left eye. I slap their right eye. I slap their nose. I slap their cheekbone. Oh, should I slap their tongue? Praise the Lord. I said, praise the Lord. So the word of God is and number four, where we stop this morning, how do I assess power? Heartfelt prayer. Prayer boosts power. Anywhere you see prayer, you will see power. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. In Luke chapter 4 verse 14, Jesus, after he had prayed, he went out in power. After Jesus had prayed, if Jesus needs to pray, how much more you and I? Prayer is so essential. In James 4 verse 2, he says, ye ask not. You have not because you ask not. God is limited because we can't do enough of praying. And the major medium for empowerment is prayer. The major. That's why many people don't see God move, because our prayer base is weak. The number of hours used in prayer by most Christians is deplorable. It's sad. The average hour used by most Christians standing before God in prayer, Koshe Bonta, you cannot hear it outside. That is the number of hours I'm spending in prayer daily. That's why there is so little power amongst Christians. That's why devil just mess up people anyhow. Just come and cheat you and go. Peace be and go. Luke chapter 18 verse 1. Men always ought to pray and not to faint. You have to pray and not faint. Why are you not praying? It's my children. Why are you not praying? It's my job. Why are you not praying? It's my community. Why are you not praying? Those are all the things the devil is using to deny your power. I can't imagine somebody having a business and not praying. There are forces against that business. There are some principalities. Every business have occultic people in every business. Even people selling clothes in market, they have association. Say, come and join us. And what do? There, they use blood to do all this kind of. So you need power to contend and to dislodge them. Every business has occultic powers. So if you are not in power with your own God, you lose face. And prayer is the major platform for making this happen. For somebody here this morning, I see God granting you power even as you pray in the name of Jesus. The key to bind, loose, pull down, destroy, plant, and build is prayer. Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. You don't wish for power, you pray for power. You don't say, Father, and I wish that you empower me to do well. And I wish you empower me to excel. And I no, you stand in the place of prayer. You kneel in the place of prayer. People that kneel in the place of prayer, they don't have challenges that make their life to go down in life. Once they are able to continue to kneel in the place, that's why everything must be done not to allow your prayer life to become watery. The first sign of a weak Christian is a weak prayer life. That's the first sign. When you want to see a Christian whose life is weak in his spiritual walk with God, his prayer life will be very weak. But as you are anointed this morning, a baptism of the spirit of prayer and intercession comes upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. I say comes upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. I say comes upon you this morning in the name of Jesus. That grace to pray like never before. Praying like you have never prayed in your life. Praying without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5 verse 17. You are praying always. Praying in the kitchen. Praying in the car. My wife told me recently. Said, sir, you want to turn everywhere in this house to a prayer room. Some work was done in our prayer, in our closet, where she puts her shoes and all that. And I said, why don't we move these shoes beside your bed? Then I turned this place to another prayer closet. He said, enough. Prayer here, prayer here, prayer here, prayer here. You want to turn this whole house to prayer room? Praise the Lord. Ephesians 6 verse 18. Praying always with all prayers and supplication. Everywhere you find yourself, you have to be in prayer. Rakita lo bleaduza. There are too many forces against you. You have children, you pray for them. You have a business, you pray. Your spiritual life, you pray. Your finances, you pray. I mean, your lack of prayer shows that you have a plan B somewhere. When there's no other alternative, the issue of not praying is not an alternative. Well, you know, there's no other thing. There's no other, friends, the reason why the issue of prayer is so much of a concern, I have no other person I can run to except this girl. I've never done it, and I have sworn I will rather die than to go for another option. So the issue of not praying is not an option. Friends, it's a new day for somebody here today. I say it's a new day for somebody here today. 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 I was in my prayer room yesterday morning when God revealed to me that in yesterday's wedding, one of the cars that will be traveling, there will be an attempted accident. I was in my prayer room yesterday morning. I heard it like a friend hears his friend. Like a son hears his father. This is what will happen. Get yourself ready. No need to consult anybody. Father, take charge. Father, take charge. And prayer was going on a continual, consistent basis until everybody arrived in peace. Somebody is here this morning. Devil will never use you as a mixed meat. Devil will never use you as a mixed meat. Devil will never use you as a mixed meat. You will never be used as an instrument of destruction. Your testimony will be permanent in the name of Jesus. Listen to me, friends. The holy oil of this morning is for holy people. Only those who are holy can take the holy oil. What does it mean to be holy? To be born again. To know Christ and Christ knows you. That is, as I'm talking now, your name is written in the book of life. That is, you are born again. But you know in your heart of hearts, you don't want to deceive yourself. I want you to pray for me, Pastor. There are some things I want to settle with God. There are some areas of my life that needs adjustment. I want God to touch me. I don't want the oil to waste me. I don't want the oil to be like water on my head. I want this oil to touch me and my life will change. All heads bowed. All eyes closed. You are saying to me this morning, Pastor, pray with me. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. Pray with me. Raise up your right hand, I will pray with you. I want to rededicate my life to Jesus. I've been coming to church, but there are some things I want to say to you this morning. I don't want my life to be the same again. I want God to change my life. I will count till five, and then I will pray with you. One. Two. If you are raised up very well, because we don't have time, God is said to bless you. Don't allow the devil to hold you down. Don't allow the devil to put you to shame. Don't allow the devil to hold you down. You know in your heart of hearts that you are supposed to rededicate your life back to God. You know in your heart of heart that God wants you. The reason why God brought you here this morning is to save you. Don't make your heart hardened. Don't harden your heart. Raise up that right hand very well above your head to God, and then you will see God blessing you this morning. Raise it up above your head. Three, I want to pray with you this morning. God bless you. God bless you. Raise it up very well. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Don't deceive yourself. Don't play the fool. Don't play the fool. Don't deceive yourself. You can't be born again and not know. You can't be saved and not know. You can't be saved and not know. If you are saved, you will know. If you are not, don't deceive yourself. Let God bless you this morning. Let God change your life this morning. Let God change your story this morning. I have two more counts to count before I pray. Four. God bless you. 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 Many people are still here this morning. You are waiting for me to finish. Don't allow your life to finish before you accept Jesus. God is calling you. God is calling you. See the way He's calling you now. It's time for you to accept Him. Don't reject God. Don't reject Him. Don't reject Him. God is calling you. 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 All you need to do is to raise up your hand. If your hands are not raised, you can't come out of the pit. Sin is a pit. And if you want to come out of the pit, you have to raise your hand so that the person that will help you can help you. God wants to help you. It is now your choice. It is now your choice. To Jesus I surrender unto Him I freely give. I'll never, I will your card already. Be on your feet. Be on your feet. Be on your feet. Be on your feet, my brother. Don't feel the card yet. Just be on your feet. Unto Jesus, unto me, my feet this morning. You still want to join these people? You can join them. Now place your right hand on your chest and say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins. Please cleanse me from every form of unrighteousness. From this moment, afresh, I declare Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Father, take me, change my life. From this moment, help me to stay away from anything that will displease you. Strengthen me in the faith. Help me to make it. Write my name in the book of life. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for these wonderful people that you have brought them this morning unto yourself. Father, the same grace that has saved these ones will make them to be established forever and ever. And never in Jesus' name. Amen. Please follow the counselors beside you for a quick time of counseling. Church, are you clapping for Jesus? I surrender all. I surrender. Everybody be on your feet. I surrender. I surrender unto Jesus, unto thee, my blessed Savior.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.